It's here and now, and we have some very sad news now to report. The death of one of our own, although we know, don't we, Jeremy, the entire public radio world claims him as well. This is going to be tough. Tom Malyazzi, the older, taller, he would say better-looking half of Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, the Car Talk guys, died today at 77 after a bout with Alzheimer's.
Very sad day here at WBUR, where that show originated. Tom and Ray first went on the air in 1977. From the studios of WBUR in Boston, where we are right now, their show soon became NPR's most popular entertainment program, taking calls about life, relationships, occasionally cars, and laughing.
Dr. Mahis Munis told the annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology that about two dozen cases... I can't see anyone.
Come on, snap out of it, will you? You're on national public radio. Get a hold of yourself, boy.
It's too good.
Car Talk's executive producer, Doug Berman. Of course, he worked with both Tom and Ray, but was also just such friends with them. You'd see him all the time out on the town. Doug, we are so sorry.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, but not unexpected.
Well, it's not unexpected for any of us eventually.
Right. He'd not been well. Well, and the story is legendary. Tom, an MIT grad, was invited to join an on-air panel of car mechanics. He was the only one who showed up. He was so good. It was, you know, a voluntary basis. He came back. Susan Sandberg put him on her show on NPR. And, of course, it became one of the most profitable for public radio. Although they say still wore those same plaid shirts. What, in your mind, did Tom do that made the show such a success? What was uniquely his?
Gee, where do you start? I mean, the clip you just played, you know, I'm obviously very sad today, and yet, you know, just hearing him, you know, I was on the phone smiling. Mm-hmm. You can't help it. He had this ability to, he was just laughed at everything all the time. He found funny things in everything, and it was almost like he was battling with his laughter. You know, he'd be trying to speak, and he you know, the laughter would be kind of fighting him and trying to come, and then it would finally overcome him, and he'd have this, you know, high pitched, you know, tee-hee, you know, that would just have to, like, you know, take over for a minute, and then he'd get back to talking again. And it, you know, it was just, he just had such a joyous attitude and approach to everything. You put him anywhere and everybody around him would be having fun, and you know, it leaves a big hole. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I mean, there's a whole intellectual side of what he brought. He was the friendliest anti-authority figure you would ever meet. You know, he challenged everything, but he did it with a laugh. And he was incredibly honest, and sort of, you know, again, in his friendly and funny way, would not tolerate BS, you know.
Well, Doug, let's listen to a little more from him. This is a clip of Tom telling one of his many jokes about a couple that had been thinking about buying a new vehicle.
"Look," she said, "I want something that goes from 0 to 200 in 4 seconds or less. And my birthday's coming up. You could surprise me." For her birthday, he bought her a brand new bathroom scale. And then it says, "Services will be at the Downing Funeral Home on Monday, the 18th. Go 0 to 200 in 4 seconds.
Doug, talk about his talents as a broadcaster, because he was one of the hosts of one of the most popular radio shows in America.
Well, he didn't have any talent as a broadcaster, which is what made him a great broadcaster.
You wasted another fine afternoon.
You know, what was interesting about the show, and I'm struck by that, how, you know, how sad I can be, and yet I'm laughing when I'm listening to him. He cheers me up, you know.
Yeah.
And I hope I get to listen to that stuff for a long, long time. When they started, it was you know, the station that we're talking on WBUR, as hard as it is to remember, was a very different station. It was, you know, staffed by volunteers. It was a mishmash of programming. There was very little oversight. And so when they started their show, nobody paid attention. All that mattered was that, okay, here's somebody who will fill an hour of time so we won't have dead air. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the top priority at the time. And so nobody told them how to do radio. Nobody told them they had to, you know, they had to sound like Jeremy, you know, you know, or Robert Siegel, or you know, anybody who sounds like a professional broadcaster. No one told them they had to have any decorum, you know, or not laugh at their own jokes, or you know, or not lose control. So they just did all those things. They were completely themselves in an uninhibited way. And, you know, rather than being a disaster, they became completely comfortable doing that. And they created this unique hour where people were, you know, entirely themselves, just normal, regular people. And that actually broke ground. You know, our network used to sound very, very stiff. You know, it was full of people that sounded like this, you know. And that's really so much more boring than real people, especially interesting people like Tom and Ray, you know.
Well, we want you to know our thoughts are with Ray and Monique and Tom's partner and their families, and you, because you were a Car Talk family. I know you'll be letting people know, first of all, they can go to cartalk.com. You're celebrating his life there. But very, very fresh, very new. In a few seconds, do you want to say what this means for the airing of the show, or do you want to wait till another time?
Well, you know, we've talked to both NPR and to the family and to a handful of our stations, and everybody is in agreement that they would like the show to keep going. You know, Ray and the family feel like it's a great tribute to Tom to allow people to continue to enjoy, you know, what he gives us, you know, which, like I said, is this incredible cheering up, no matter what he's talking about. You know, so NPR has said it's their intention to make the show available for as long as people want to listen to it, you know, which I think is great.
Doug Berman of Car Talk remembering Tom Malyazzi, who died today at 77, and we're going to remember his laugh as we say goodbye. And, Doug, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
You made me spit my coffee all over the table.